trying to speak for a moment to you, but aren't you thankful that God is worthy of that and much more? We really are thrilled to have you with us this weekend. This morning, I was here in the office, I was just thinking about some of you, your faces, and the places that you were coming from, and the drive that you were making, and it just thrilled my soul to know that we would be able to gather here tonight, tomorrow, and you know, we pick themes for these meetings, but really we just want to worship the Lord. We want to be reminded of who He is. We want our hearts to be drawn closer to Him. We want to understand Him better. We want to love you better. The theme this year is "Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth." Of course, those are the words that Eli, the old priest, instructed Samuel, the young boy who would one day be the judge and the prophet who would oversee the rise of the kingdom of Israel. Yet Samuel, as a young boy on his bed at night, hears this voice. He does not yet know to be discerning of the Lord's voice. He believes it's Eli's voice, and he comes repeatedly to Eli, and Eli finally perceives that it is God's voice speaking to Samuel. And Eli instructs Samuel that when you hear the voice again, say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." This was a day when the first verse of this chapter says that there was no open vision, that the word of the Lord was precious in these days. Doesn't mean that they valued God's word or loved God's word. It means the opposite. It means that God wasn't speaking and they weren't listening. There was an infrequent thing when God would speak, and even less frequent when they would hear. Judges would be brought to the land to restore the nation and to bring them back from the edge, the precipice of disaster, time after time after time, and yet time after time after time, they would again descend into their own depravity. And so here Samuel, this great prophet, rises and he hears the voice of God, God speaking, and he says, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." But I think it's instructive to remember where this story began. This story began with a woman, a barren woman, a sad and confused and disheartened woman who believed, it was her experience, that nobody heard her. There was nobody that was hearing her needs. There was nobody that was leading her. She felt to be alone, and she felt to be forsaken of both man and God. And yet in her grief, in her distress, in her confusion, she continued to seek after God, and she cried out to God and said, "Lord, if you will lead me, if you will give me, if you will hear my cry, then I will give back to you." And so as we read the story, the Lord did hear the cry of Hannah, and she conceived, and she bare a son, and she chose his name to be called Samuel because, she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." The name Samuel means asked or heard of God. God hears. God leads his people. And yet Hannah, even as she received this great gift, she also recognized that from this great gift that she had received, she must give. And so immediately she said, "I will lend him. For as long as he lives, I will lend him to the service of God. He doesn't belong to me. He's a gift from God, and he belongs to God." And Hannah prays that glorious prayer, where she recognizes God's exalted place, that he's over his enemies and the enemies of his people. There is no rock like our God. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. And she moves on down, talking about how the Lord is involved in the affairs of men. The Lord makes poor, and the Lord makes rich. The Lord brings low. The Lord lifts up. The Lord raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the beggar from the dunghill. And then she goes on and she says this, "He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent. There is no voice in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail." God leads his people. He is intimately acquainted with all of our ways. He has care for each of our lives. We are created for his glory. We are made for a purpose. And yet, like Samuel, sometimes it's difficult to understand and discern what God is doing, to discern how God leads, how he speaks today in relation or in comparison to how he spoke to Samuel. And just like Samuel needed help from Eli to discern that it was the voice of God, really that's how this theme of this conference began. It's a desire to help men and young men who have a heart's desire to follow after God, to help us understand, how does God lead today? I remember from a very, very early age, my parents ingraining deep within our conscience the idea that God leads. I remember is a story that I certainly remember as a three-year-old. We were traveling to visit our Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Debbie in Idaho. They lived there, ministering there. And we encountered a terrible, deadly blizzard on the way there that many people on the roads died. And I remember, at least I remember the story of how that a series of remarkable, seemingly coincidental events took place that led us to safety and to friends and to being spared. And I remember my parents giving credit for each one of those moments to God leading. It was believed, it was taught that God leads. He leads in the worship service. The Holy Spirit must guide our steps. He leads in big things. He leads in small things. He leads his people. And then I grew up and I had decisions to make. And I was confused and unsure. Well, how does God lead in this situation right here? I would watch people make really foolish decisions, and yet they'd be convinced that God was absolutely in the matter because they had prayed about it and they had a good feeling that this was the right way to go. God leads his people. Thank God for that. He leads us in paths of righteousness. He leads us beside the still waters. Goodness and mercy pursue us. But I hope this weekend we can spend a little bit of time thinking, learning, discerning how God leads. We would like to provide some help and some light on that this weekend. But let me tell you this, none of us have all the light on this subject, do we? And so we don't claim to have that. But we would like to be a blessing to you in helping us see how to discern God's leadership, how God speaks, how God leads. But really, that's sort of a small subset of the goal this weekend. A greater goal is this. There's a bigger picture. In a very real way, we are not that different than Samuel. Yes, God spoke it in sundry times and in divers manners in the old days to the prophets. Maybe God will not speak to you just like he spoke to Samuel and giving the message to Eli. But in a very real way, our lives are as full of purpose and intent and planning by God as Samuel's was. And I'm not sure the problem in our day is so much that people are just desiring to follow God so hard, yet they cannot discern his voice. Much of the time it is that we have our own kingdoms and our own agendas and our own plans and our own purposes. And God's purpose is sort of on the periphery of that, isn't it? And so I hope that this weekend we'll be reminded that we live, we move, we have our being in God. Our lives exist as a gift from God, and we are meant to be given back to him, consecrated to him, loving him, serving him. And so I hope that in our day there is, it would not be said of us that there was no open vision and that the word of the Lord was precious, it was scarce. But my prayer is that we would be a people who would follow hard after God. So tonight, we're going to begin to look at that. Brother Timothy's going to speak to us on the sons of God being led by God, and then Brother Bradley will speak to us on the Lord as our shepherd. Thank you for listening to this message. Our prayer is that you've been blessed by the messages and the daily devotional blog on sermon audio from Ripley Primitive Baptist Church. We would love the opportunity to be of greater service to you in your walk with Christ. In other words, we would like to get to know you better. Do you have need of counsel, of a home church, or can we just pray for you? Please feel free to contact us by phone at 662-837-8590 or visit our website at www.ripleypbc.com.